This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
King Charles III is in Scotland with his mother's coffin. A procession through the heart of Edinburgh ends at a cathedral where Queen Elizabeth's body will lie at rest for 24 hours to allow mourners to pay their last respects. Earlier, the king told Parliament he will follow his mother's example.
She set an example of selfless duty, which, with God's help and your counsels, I am resolved faithfully to follow.
Ukraine says its lightning counteroffensive continues taking back territory from Russian forces. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The regional governor of the northeastern Kharkiv region says in some areas of the front, our defenders have reached the state border with the Russian Federation, while the city's mayor has written on Telegram that soldiers are heroes, highlighting the exuberant mood in the nation that's endured more than 200 days of war and occupation. However, as throughout the war, such military claims are hard to verify independently. After Sunday's attacks by Russia, Kiev authorities say electric power and water supplies have been restored to some 80% in the Kharkiv region.
Thousands of nurses in Minnesota are striking this morning over issues of pay and what they say is understaffing. It's been worsened by the strains of the coronavirus pandemic. 15,000 nurses on a three-day strike. A woman in New York City is in custody this morning after her three little children were found on a beach and died, drowned, say police, by their mother. The children were 4 and 7 years old and a three-month-old baby. The price of gas has fallen 26 cents in a month. Gas is $3.71 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Today, President Biden lays out more plans to fight cancer.
60 years ago today, John F. Kennedy gave his moonshot speech.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
At the JFK Library in Boston today, President Biden will detail his administration's own moonshot, a bid to, as the White House says, end cancer as we know it. He'll highlight what could be a game changer in diagnostic testing to dramatically improve early cancer detection, a study that looks to validate using blood tests for screening against multiple cancers. The American Cancer Society estimates more than 600,000 people will die of cancer diseases this year. The president's aiming to cut cancer deaths in half over the next 25 years. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.